John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
She is joining us here in the studio. For those of you who thought she was going to be here yesterday, well, unfortunately, there were some scheduling changes, but she will be at Punchline Philly tonight. There are two shows at 8 and 10:15. Tomorrow, two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. Tickets are always available at punchlinephilly.com. Joining us now, for the third time, and which I have to apologize for because
you didn't remember me.
We were all positive that you had never been on the show.
Radio
before,
brain,
right? And you know, and now, and just as you come in, Dave checks and you're like, "He's been here twice."
Right? I know. I said I know you, and you looked at me like I was crazy as the day is long.
I knew you,
and I'm not memorable, and that's hurtful.
You need to get one of those mustaches.
I know.
So it's
easy
for us.
I need to get a fun-loving mustache. I've been saying that for a while. That's
the one thing missing in your
accent. That's how you make it in show business. You get a fun-loving mustache.
Well, wait long enough. It'll show up.
I want to make it in the business of show. All I need is a mustache.
So yesterday, when you didn't show up, I was getting texts from people where like this is something that I did, but it was a scheduling problem. And people missed me?
That makes me feel really good.
Although they missed you, at the same time, I got some tests. I normally don't get suggestions from the audience on what to talk to people about, but he told me something about your dad's habits. Does your dad have some strange habits?
I might have talked about this on stage, that we've been having a lot of issues with him because he's doing a lot of stretching in public. He does these sort of deep, heinous man stretches everywhere. And he never runs or does any physical exercise, so it's kind of a mystery what he's stretching for. He acts like exercise might attack him at any moment. He's aggressively fat, but he just stops anywhere and does, I hope he doesn't hear that, but and does these, my brothers and I call them humilla stretches. Because they humiliate us, and we'll try to warn each other. My brother will be like, "Dad's humilla stretching." He'll stretch off anyone. He's done a sort of a deep groin stretch around the back of a man's head at a restaurant. He thinks it's okay to stretch off the back of another person's chair. He just gifts himself with this ballet of heinous stretches, and then he makes these horrible sounds. He goes like, "Ah!" like these weird pterodactyl man cries. And I talked about it on stage, and my brother's like, "You have to tell Dad you talked about it." So I tried to explain it to him. I was like, "Just so you know, in my Netflix thing, I talk about your stretching." And he was like, my mom was like, "Oh, that's great. You could put it in your talent show." That's what she calls my
your talent show. Your talent show. We had Jimmy Yang on yesterday.
I was just going to bring this up.
We had Jimmy Yang on yesterday, whose parents refer to what he does as his talk show. Right? But they're foreigners, at least, you know?
That talk show is really funny. There's this comic, Danny Cohen, in New York, and he said his mom calls it his standout. And again, you do your standout?
How are your parents with you going into stand-up? I mean, did they expect you to go a completely different route?
Well, I had no other skills. Okay. So I've always wanted to be one of those people that was like about to be a doctor or something, but I made a noble decision to like leave what I could have done for the arts. But I was just wildly failing all subjects. So it wasn't an option for me. There was very few options.
Were you the wild girl in school? I mean, were you like
wasn't exactly wild. I always kind of looked sort of, not homeless, but like homelish. Like I always
homelish.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is. Well, I could never like get a hold of drying my hair properly. So my friend reminded me, he was like, "Your hair was always dripping down your back. Like you always had water on your back." And people at school used to call me wet back, and I thought it was like a racist slur. But it was like they were actually trying to help me. They were like, your back's wet. You have to address this. I just couldn't handle the most basic kinds of self-care. Yeah, I was always just hair dripping down the hallway. It was very unstable. And just failing. Yeah, I guess I talked a lot of smack. I talked back. I still do. I talk back a lot, and I get scolded a lot. You know how you think when you're an adult, people are going to stop scolding you? Like, people scold me every day.
Why? For what?
I'm always in the wrong. I'm not supposed to be standing in a place or something, and people scold me a lot. I'm always getting scolded. And also cleaned, because I always spill on myself or I'll have like a weird piece of debris. And people clean me, which I actually appreciate. I rely now on being cleaned. People just pick things off of me during the day. And so I'm like, I'll be cleaned. It's fine throughout the day.
Now, you're recently engaged?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah. Does he have a? Does he scold you and clean you?
He does. That sounded very
just
naughty.
Push the dumb button in front
that
of
is sick and wrong. Why I don't even know. He scolds me sometimes. Like just like. You know, when I do something in the kitchen, like he'll tell me you're not supposed to dry this dish. You can't. It's like, I don't know. So what's that kind of thing? You can't dry the pans. Are not supposed
cast
to.
Cast iron skillet?
Cast iron. See, right. There's all kinds of rules with the cast iron skillet.
Yeah. You clean it with salt.
Your salt, right. And you're not supposed to use soap. That's what I meant to say, not dry. So then he tells me how to do it, and then I don't listen to him and immediately do the thing I'm not supposed to do again and again and again. And then he scolds me.
Right.
And then I act very wounded, like he's being abusive. That's how it works. But he's the one who's like the more anal one. When he goes away, I'm like, Dad's gone. You know, I just trash the apartment. I'm like, he's coming back soon. You know.
Now he's a fire captain. He's a
Is that the right way to put a fire captain? Fire captain, I guess. Yeah,
fire captain. All right.
He's
in the New York City Fire Department.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right. So he knows how to cook. He knows
they all cook because they had to cook as probies. It's called probationary officers. Yeah.
Right. So being in a house with so he's a neat freak and he knows how to cook. This has got to be rough.
He understands that I'm a slovenly girl and there's not much he can do. But he does cook a lot. But he's kind of somewhat used to my messiness, but no, he does scold me. He doesn't like my piles. I just have piles of things.
You don't have furniture? You can't
No,
put
but
it someplace?
In my clothes. I put things in piles and I try to hide them.
No closets. No.
There's not enough closet space. No, that's a good point. I'd like you to hear that, Captain Peter, as you're fighting fires. You think about getting some closet space and I'll stop with my piles. But I was telling you out there,
taken out of context, you stopping with your piles just goes in a completely different direction.
Oh my God, you're right. We keep accidentally saying all these filthy things. Luckily, I don't even know what sex or sexuality is.
How are you,
Christian girl? You know
how are your parents with, are they happy that you're engaged?
Yeah, they're into it. So when he came to meet my dad, I was warning him about my dad. I'm like, he's going to humilla stretch everywhere. He did. He stretched like all over the place. He was like, he does. He stretches everywhere. I'm like, yeah, we don't know what for. There's no activity. He just lays on his stomach and basically eats all day, just feeds all day. But I warned him about that. And then when my dad met him, he goes, you're a fireman. He was like, I got a job for you, which already is awful. He goes, I got a dead squirrel in the backyard. You want to take care of that? I'm like, he's a fireman. He's not a taxidermist. We drove for 4 hours from New York to Bethesda. And my dad said that to him within moments of being in his home. He asked him to remove a dead squirrel from their backyard. And he goes, I'm a Jew. We don't really do things like that. And then he said, if you take care of it for me, I'll slip you a 20. First of all, it's not a slip if you announce you're going to slip someone. And of course, he did no such thing. He looked at me like, is he serious? I'm like, about everything except for the 20. You won't be seeing a red cent. Not a red cent from Howie, that I assure you.
Rachel Feinstein is appearing tonight and tomorrow night. Wait, did I start? Did I do it right?
Yeah, you did, right?
Okay.
Didn't remember that I was ever here before. No, that was the painful part.
I am really sorry about that. I mean, but I'm not alone. Dave didn't remember either.
I remember.
That's so much more hurtful. It's not just me. You've made a mark on no one.
Well, come back more often. It's been 3 years? Or five years. 5 years since you were last.
I'm going to come back. So, I'm going to come back and harass you boys.
All right. But I have to congratulate you because in the 5 years that you have not been here, your career has exploded. I mean, you're doing really well for yourself. You got a Netflix special. What are you on, Conan on Monday night again?
Conan on Monday.
Maybe that's why she hasn't come back.
She doesn't need us. Right? Rachel Feinstein is going to be appearing tonight and tomorrow night at Philly punchlinephilly.com. I've got 5 pair of tickets for tonight's 8 o'clock show, so if you would like to be there, give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Thank you so much for getting up.
Thank you
in.
For having me. Come to the club, you guys. They have good Jaeger.
Right?
That's myself.
good
the
Jaeger?
The finest Jaeger in the punchline.